In our worldview today, the U.S. is urging Canada to use its federal powers to ease border disruptions as COVID-19 protests threaten to delay deliveries of goods and services. Demonstrators with the so-called Freedom Convoy have largely halted traffic along the bridge that connects Windsor, Ontario to Detroit, calling for an end to COVID-19 vaccine mandates for truckers. That has led Toyota, Ford, and General Motors to all halt some of their production as they struggle to source parts and supplies. The Ambassador Bridge remains a critical economic pathway, with 25% of all U.S.-Canada trade passing through there. The White House says Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg are working closely with their Canadian counterparts to ensure the flow of goods. In an update this morning, at least one lane of traffic along the bridge has now reopened. Well, the teenage star of Russia's figure skating team is tested positive for a banned substance, putting her quest for gold in doubt. The International Testing Agency said 15-year-old Kamila Valieva tested for a banned heart medication that reportedly improves endurance in athletes. Now, that has upended the women's skating competition, where Valieva is considered the favorite to win gold. The IOC has not given a timeline for its own investigation. Valieva was part of the Russian group that won a gold in figure skating's team event this week. The U.S. took the silver in that event. And finally, in Russia, an explanation for that very long table used during that bilateral meeting between French President Emmanuel Macron and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reuters reports the French leader kept an extra long distance after he refused a COVID test by Russian authorities to prevent officials from obtaining Macron's DNA. Sources tell Reuters Macron did take a French PCR test before leaving Paris and then took another antigen test conducted by his own doctor once he arrived in Russia. Macron's refusal meant he had to keep a distance of 20 feet from Putin per Kremlin protocol.